are listening to the Daily 931 by Clarksville Messenger, bringing you local news, to-dos, and other vital info that matters to life here in Clarksville. To get convenient, personalized updates along with special deals and offers from our sponsors, visit daily931.com/VIP and tell us how you'd like your updates delivered. If you'd like to consider becoming a show sponsor, visit daily931.com/sponsor. Now, let's get into today's show.
Good morning, Clarksville. Happy hump day again. These hump days, man, they slip up on you really quick. Hard to believe again. We're halfway through another week. But happy Wednesday to you. My name is Jordan. I'm the host of the Daily 931, founder of Clarksville Messenger. And as always, thanks for listening. Today, let's talk about your weekend. There's some pretty awesome stuff happening this weekend. I want to talk about or cover the bigger events. And then through the rest of the week, I'll slip in some of the smaller events that are happening starting Friday through the weekend. So let's plan your weekend, Clarksville. Let's go. All right, up first, kicking off Friday, is the grand opening celebration over at Pure Sweat and Float Studio of Clarksville. This is kicking off Friday, starting at 3 p.m. and running till 7 p.m. over on Madison Street. If you want to be there for their chamber ribbon cutting, that starts right at 3 o'clock. So you might want to get there actually 2:45, get parked, get set up, and prepare if you want to watch them ceremonially celebrate the opening of their Pure Sweat and Float studio with the ribbon cutting performed by the chamber. But that's not all. This should be, as best I understand, this should be a party of epic proportions all afternoon running till 7 because they're having lots of partners show up to do giveaways and raffles and just hang out and celebrate. Joe Padula is going to be there as the MC, bringing the entertainment and the fun and the commentary. There's going to be Anastasia Huff, who is a makeup tattoo artist. CrossFit Sango is going to be there. Face Fabulous. Katie's Tacos, obviously. Lather Salon. Milan Enterprises, Perfect Plant CBD, and Simply Skin, Tenna CBD, Trifecta Fitness, Tropical Smoothie, and there may even be some more. So again, this is the grand opening celebration of Pure Sweat and Float Studio over there on Madison, celebrating starting Friday at 3, going till 7. Again, the ribbon cutting is at 3 p.m. sharp if you want to attend that. And next up for Friday night. This is pretty cool. Friday, starting at 6, running till 9, is the Nightmare Before Coffee painting workshop up at Scriptures and Sawdust on Needmore Road. And this is an event performed by CNL Savage, which if you haven't seen some of the work that CNL Savage has done, be sure to click the link in the show notes and go to the CNL Savage Facebook page and look at some of their work. It's amazing. So, Nightmare Before Coffee painting workshop. So CNL Savage is going to be walking you through creating a Nightmare Before Christmas themed coffee holder. So it looks pretty cool. You'll see a picture of it if you want to click the link in the show notes. There is a cost and tickets are required in advance so that they can make sure they have plenty of materials purchased and ready. And the fee for this event is $30 per person. And you are free to BYOB to this event if you'd like to sip and paint. So check the link in the show notes for all the details and to reserve your tickets. And then jumping ahead a little bit, but keeping it in the painting family, Saturday night, starting at 4 p.m., running till 6 p.m., is Paint in the Dark Workshop over at ArtLink Clarksville. I've talked about this before. This is really interesting, really helping folks spread those neurons in your brain and get comfortable doing something really uncomfortable or strange, at least. So, from this workshop, you're going to learn how to paint without sight. The host of this Paint in the Dark workshop is Tracy Betancourt. So, if you've not heard about Tracy, she's an amazing artist with a unique ability to create in the dark. And this is why she's teaching this class. So, Tracy's a mother of two. She's a fitness competitor. She's an artist, obviously, and a teacher. She began to lose her sight in her early 30s. And although the disease has left her blind, the hardships that she experienced has not stopped her. In fact, she's become an advocate for people with disabilities and continues to be an artist. So this is a class for all ages where Tracy is going to walk you through learning to paint without your sight. and you don't want to wear your favorite clothes. You want to wear something. You don't mind getting a little bit messy, but they will have aprons just in case. Again, Paint in the Dark Workshop up at Art Link Clarksville starting Saturday night at 4 p.m. running till 6 p.m. with Tracy Betancourt. And then one of the big events for the weekend. Starting on Friday, running through Sunday, is the Christmas Village. And this is down at Nashville Fairgrounds. So if you want to get out of Clarksville, drive down to Nashville a little bit for a little something out of the ordinary, Christmas Village is one of the oldest charitable events in Nashville. So the Christmas Village down at Nashville Fairgrounds brings together over 200 unique merchants selling a variety of unique seasonal and gift items, including, of course, toys for all ages, clothing for children and adults, jewelry, food items, you name it, and collectibles and unusual pieces for that interesting person that everyone knows who has everything. So it kicks off Friday starting at 9 a.m. and runs through Sunday. Link in the show notes. And then kicking off Saturday morning, right here at our own Wilma Rudolph Event Center, is Handmade Holidays. And this starts Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and runs through Sunday at 4 p.m. And this is an event put on by Clarksville Parks and Recreation. This is a handmade craft fair. So you can shop and purchase one-of-a-kind handcrafted goods from the best independent artists, designers, and crafters from our area. So these handmade items are going to include pretty much anything you could expect: art, apparel, jewelry, accessories, housewares, paper goods even, and a lot more. So again, this is a great event right here in Clarksville for you to go and find something really cool and unique that's handmade for that person who seems to have everything. Handmade Holidays up at Wilma Rudolph Event Center, starting Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and running through Sunday at 4 p.m. Link in the show notes. And then starting Sunday. Kicking off Sunday starting at 10 a.m. running till 4 p.m. up at Scriptures and Sawdust on Needmore Road is their second annual Winter Wonderland Makers Market. Again, more crafts and more handmade items. So there are plenty of resources this weekend for you to find some really unique, special gifts and do so while supporting local businesses, crafters, artists, you name it. So Sunday starting at 10 a.m., head up to Scriptures and Sawdust for their second annual Winter Wonderland Craft Fair. This is their last outdoor event for the year, so definitely one not to miss. You get your holiday shopping done by supporting local, by supporting artists and craftsmen and craftswomen. They're featuring a craft fair with over 50 local vendors outside, but they're also going to have some fun for the whole family and the children. They're going to have bounce houses, live music, axe throwing, and some food trucks. As always, admission to this event is free, and there's no tickets required, so just show up and have a good time. Check out all the details and vendor information at the link in the show notes. And then also on Sunday for this handmade weekend is the Hops and Pop-Up Shops event down at the Thirsty Goat. This is kicking off Sunday at high noon, running till 4 p.m. up at the Thirsty Goat. And this is an event that's free as well for the entire community. And the goal of Thirsty Goat by hosting this event is to inspire the Sango community to support and shop local. They're aiming to have a wide variety of vendors offering all sorts of different shopping experiences, as well as some local dessert food trucks. So join in here up at the Thirsty Goat for an afternoon of pizza, beer, and small business holiday shopping. Again, kicking off at 12 noon on Sunday. And then wrapping up the weekend, Sunday evening is yet another craft fair, and this one's happening at Fire Station Road at the Axe Throwing Place, hosted by the Axe Throwing Place and Moth to a Flame Candleworks. So head out here to finish up your weekend and join them for a night of shopping small local businesses and enjoy some crafts as well. All right, Clarksville, there's your weekend. I wanted to just throw out some of the major events that are taking place this weekend, let you know what's going on so you can start the planning and deciding what you want to do and where you want to go. You literally could support local, support artisans and crafters, and get all your Christmas shopping done this weekend, and do so giving some of the coolest, most unique gifts that people could receive. So again, tomorrow and Friday, I'll be talking about some of the other events to fill in the gaps for this weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Wednesday and a Wednesday night, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at 9:31. Thanks for listening to the Daily 931 by Clarksville Messenger. Be sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast from wherever you're listening. If you'd like the daily episodes sent directly to you via messenger, text, or email, sign up at daily931.com/VIP. Find and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Clarksville Messenger. Share what you've got going on in your corner of Clarksville, and we'll be happy to consider sharing it on the Daily 931. And for info on becoming a show sponsor, visit daily931.com/sponsor. Thanks again for listening. See you on the next episode.